Hi, welcome, Sean.
How you doing, Lawrence? You all right?
Yeah, good. Yeah. So we're here to go through your new album, Muriel.
Yep.
And are you happy with the album?
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very happy. It was a very long haul.
Yeah?
Very, very long haul.
How many years did it take to put this together?
Well, it was actually finished, let's see, about 3 years ago.
Wow.
It was finished, ready to go, about 3 years ago.
Wow, that's a long old time, isn't
it? Yeah, I had to wait a long time, very long time.
And they still couldn't get the sleeve in order.
Well, that's the label, isn't it?
Okay, you've got some great people on this album, apart from yourself, of course, playing all the saxes and everything. You've got some great vocalists.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Omar, obviously. I mean, very, you know, the great legend. Great to work with him. Yeah. Heidi Vogel, who's, you know, one of my favourite, well, maybe my favourite vocalist in the UK from Cinematic Orchestra. And Sabrina Maleros, who I really was desperate to get on this record. And she's a very nice person and did a brilliant job on the track that she performed on. And also another girl I've got to mention, her, Diana Martinez, because I was supposed to do a track with Ed Motta. But I don't know what exactly happened. We agreed to do the track and then something happened. I don't know the politics of it all. And then Deanna stepped in and did a great job as well.
Okay. Let's hear a bit of the Yomar track. Yeah.
Time will float away, all is left to climb.
Don't Let the Sun Go Down, Sean Kahn featuring Omar from his brand new album Muriel. And we've got Sean Kahn in the studio talking to us. So the sound on this album, it's so warm.
It's as I was explaining, before we got going, I did the record in a day and a half. One studio was an acoustic piano, the other studio was had this amazing desk, very old desk, and I wanted to get that on the record as well as having an acoustic jazz sound, as well as, you know, just try to get a variety of sound on the record. I mean, I try to think very epically with very, very little money, as we said. You know, I'm always thinking of ways to not compromise on the sound, but try to do it within a reasonable budget, because you know, these days it's very difficult.
And of course you've got a great band on here.
Oh, the band's absolutely stunning, really. I'm really lucky to play with these guys. I mean, I'm lucky to play with a lot of the guys I work with. I mean, they've been so kind, really, with their time and their effort, and they put up with my madness, you know. You know, like Andy, I would give a shout out to Andy Noble, great keyboard player, Mike Edmonds on double bass, Laurie Lowe, drums extraordinaire.
Yeah, it's kicking, isn't
it? I mean, I write music for that guy. He's one of the guys I know who just, you know, is an amazing, amazing drummer, world class drummer. I was also going to say what we're talking about. I mean, Andy, the keyboard player, is one of the very few guys that can actually play jazz and soul music, which is vital for my band. And I don't really know anyone else in the UK that can play that well, both styles. You know, that's what makes him a special character.
I mean, one of the things about the album, of course, is that, you know, you've kind of like got, you've got the past, but you've also got the present.
I've had such a wide experience musically. I was part of that Broken Beat thing. I mean, someone said it was in the '90s. No, it was in the 2000s, early 2000s. That's when Goya Music was around, and IG Culture, Bugs in the Attic, Four Hero. I mean, I've got them on the actual record as well. I've got such an experience. You know, playing experience. I played with Jim Mullen, work with Pete King, you know, and then I do this stuff, which I love. I love everything, you know, all styles.
And of course, you do this full time.
I don't do it full time. It's very difficult. I have to teach. I teach music part time, and I play part time. I'm not embarrassed to say that. A lot of guys, I think the Facebook thing, a lot of people pretend that they're doing incredible things, but I know, because I have played with some amazing musicians, and I know what's going on. People are not doing that all the time. Everybody, you think it's a tough. A tough scene.
Tough scene.
A lot of guys come out of college and completely shocked at what they have. I've spoken to a lot of these young guys coming out, and they're especially in London, they're completely bamboozled by how tough it is.
So basically, it just wouldn't pay to do it as a full time.
I can't do it full time. I have had moments of being full time. You know, with the early SK Radical stuff, I was doing a lot of work. I had free agents, I was doing lots of different things. I had a Latin band. I was doing a lot of restaurant gigs, function gigs for bankers, and then the SK Radical stuff that was really nice to do, and, you know, selling quite a few records, which was quite amazing. But you know, but now, you know, you have to go with the times. You know, I'm a very working class guy. Like, I want to stress to people out there, I was born working class, and I'm one of the very few jazz musicians who is working class and is very aware of that. I haven't got a safety net to fall back on, so I have to graft. Don't worry about those Facebook pictures with musicians smiling with, you know, famous musicians. I've done that a few times, you know, but the truth is, you've got to keep the money coming in, because London's London.
Sure.
London's London.
Let's play another track. Yeah.
Sure.
Sister Soul from the album Muriel by Sean Kahn, featuring the vocals of Sabrina Malheiros. And Sabrina?
Yeah, Sabrina Malheiros, yeah. I mean, great, great, great singer. I mean, I was a fan of hers for a few years. Bought a couple of her records. Loved it even before I was on Far Out. Yeah, she's the lead singer of Azimuth. The daughter of Alex Malheiros, so she's like royalty, you know. To get her was for me. I mean, it's sort of underground funk, but in a they're huge on our scene, you know. Really, the real deal of groove, you know.
Yeah, and she's got a lovely voice.
Oh, she's. I mean, she did that take in one go.
Wow.
One go. That's very, very unusual.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, very, very unusual.
Yeah.
I didn't need her to do anything else after that. She was in tune. She had the feel. She should be a huge star. Mm. You know.
Mm. Okay, and of course that's you playing flute at the end.
Yeah,
as well.
Me playing flute. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you play all the woodwinds.
I play all the woodwinds. Try to. It's hard to keep practicing. You know, keep the practice, because with the flute, the embouchure, the mouth, can lose the muscles if you don't practice. I don't get a chance to practice as much, you know. Yeah. So I'm really, I do more saxophone work than flute, you know. But yeah, I love to play flute.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a lovely, lovely, as you say, a lovely warm sound.
Yeah, well, I try my best, you know. I try my best, yeah. You know.
Okay, so who are your main influences?
Ah, Well, on sax, it depends what I'm playing. On saxophone, it's definitely John Coltrane.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I can hear that. We'll play a track in a minute. It'll show that.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a big Coltrane fan. I mean, I don't think I'd be playing music still, you know, if it wasn't for Coltrane's music. I'm being really serious. I mean, I really got into Parker, Charlie Parker, when I was younger. But, I, you know, and then I had a moment where I wanted to stop playing and become a producer, which, you know, didn't pan out as I thought it would. And then I got back heavily into Coltrane, you know, heavily. All eras, everything the guy's ever done was amazing.
Mm. And of course, he played the soprano as well as and as we were talking earlier, a lot of people play soprano now in a different way, don't they? As I like to put it, with added syrup.
Oh yeah, well yeah, that's not my style of playing at all, even though I love soul music. But the jazz is different, as I said to you. Jazz and soul, yeah, they come from the same seed. But I approach jazz with a very faithful, full-on way, and I approach soul in quite a similar way, but with a very London modern edge, I suppose, with all that broken beat and drum and bass, hip-hop, other, you know, neo-soul things. But, you know, but I do it in a very faithful way, you know.
Oh yeah, you can hear the tradition and the modern as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's play this. Let's hear a little bit of Sean playing soprano sax, how it should be played. This track is called Muriel, the title album of the title track of the album, and that's a special dedication to
my mum. Basically, yeah, she passed away just before I was finished the record. I was going to name it after her anyway. It was for her. I mean, she was the reason why I started playing in the first place. There was a music department in my school. And it was her pushing me to play saxophone. So I started on clarinet, and I wanted to give up. Oh, I wanted to give up. I, you know, but she would not let me. You know, would drag me off football pitches to go to rehearsal. Literally turn up, just drag me off in front of my friends to... Very embarrassing, but she was absolutely right, you know, absolutely right. She, I mean, she loved music, absolutely adored music, you know, really had a big passion for music. It's the thing that really got her through, you know, the day music. So I'd you know, as I said, I'd almost finished a record, and then, you know, she passed. So it's, you know, so yeah, it's the whole album's dedicated to her, I think, really. Mm. Yeah,
that's so important, isn't it, having that encouragement at a young age?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you don't realise it at the time. Yeah. You know, I thought I used to get really, oh, not again, I've got to do... And I didn't really have a very good teacher, you know, God rest his soul, you know. He was a very difficult character. He wasn't very encouraging, so I had to put up with that. But then my mum's love of the music was just, you know, it was very strong in her. You know, she really was desperate to be a musician and a music teacher. So, but she never, you know... It was just, there was an opportunity there for me to learn, so she didn't want me to waste it. Yeah. You know, so yeah.
Well, yeah. Glad that you're...
Oh yeah, I mean, you know what? It's life's very tough. It's hard. You know, as we talk, I've got, you know, very philosophical approach to trying to survive. You know, but music can get you through the day. It can make you, you know, it can just lift you up. Mm. You know, when you're feeling, and as you well know, you know, Lawrence is, yeah, you know, being a great lover of, like me, of music, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, it's our inner passion, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's go on to one of the tracks featuring one of the other great vocalists on this album. Yeah, that's Samba Para Florence from Sean Kahn from the album Muriel, featuring on vocals Heidi Vogel.
Yeah.
And she's got that Brazilian thing down.
Oh, she's got everything down. Yeah. You know, that is the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, I really rate her massively highly. Yeah. From when I first played with her in a couple of bars, and you know, I mean, she should be a big star. Same with Sabrina. Yeah. You know, I'm a fan of both those two. Yeah. You know, Heidi's stunning, and stunning live. You know, if anyone's not heard her sing, she really is. She's got it all down. Brazilian, soul, funk, and it can do any style.
It seems to me like you have two choices. You can either make music that has that creative edge and has the feeling, or you can sell music.
That's an interesting question, because I think you've got to be in the circle to sell the music.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, I've had my little sessions where I've done a few pop sessions, and I've seen that it's an inner circle that you can't break into. You know, I do a session for. I've done sessions for quite big people, and if you ever wanted to push your stuff forward, or even write some pop music, you're not allowed to, because it's not very difficult music to write. And that's no disrespect to whoever, and that is no disrespect, honestly, because I like a lot of pop music, you know. But it's a very close shop. So with jazz, it's more about jazz or soul or funk. It's more about the artistry. You've got more of a chance if you've got anything to say. And it's still difficult, you know. I'm not going to say it's easy. It's not, but it's still difficult.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose that's the challenge you have as a musician, you know.
Yeah.
Do you keep to your art, or do you?
I'm happiest doing what I want to do. That's you know, I think I've written some stuff where I've sold it. I was never happy with the way it ended up, you know. If I'll be really brutally honest, you know. So you know, but that's not to say I wouldn't do that again, you know. This is London, you know.
Yeah. You have to survive.
Yeah, got to survive. But you know, generally, what I do, I really enjoy making the music I make. I think that love comes through.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's a great album, Sean.
Thanks very much.
We've had a great year for jazz albums this year. We've had the Kamasi Washington, we've had the Matthew Halsall, Joyce Elaine Yulee, and this one's up there with it as well.
Oh,
it's a
really
solid album all the way through.
Thank you
can
very
hear
much.
That quality of music and the care that's gone into it.
And you've had some
great reviews as well.
Yes, Evening Standard, amazing. Was it Jazzwise?
Four stars.
Yeah. I think I'm getting the love. I'm getting, you know. Yeah. Facebook, people are just Facebook me from all over the world.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's great when you get to, you actually do something, you get recognised for it, isn't it?
Well, I want to give a big shout out to you for being hanging on in there for the serious music for a long time, Lawrence, with Soul Brother, and also Mike Chadwick. Got to give a shout out to Mike Chadwick and Peter Young and Jeff Young and Chris Phillips. All you guys are in it for the right reasons. And you know, it's not about. Yeah, it's because of love, you know, and that's your passion's turned into your job, which is the best thing, you know.
Okay, we've got time for just one more and a few more words. You were listening to the Soul Brother Selection on Solar Radio. We're talking with Sean Khan, going through his new album Muriel, and this is the last track we're going to be able to play today. This is called What Has Jazz Become? And so, Sean.
Yeah.
What has jazz become?
It's interesting. It's become, like we've talked before, a very institutional kind of music. It's great, you know, to study, etc. And I'm always studying. You know, I'm always studying. Always. It doesn't stop for me. I get up in the morning and think, what do I need to improve on? But I think the aesthetic of the music's been changed very dramatically over the last 10 years. Maybe that's a good thing, I don't know, but maybe it's a bad thing. You know, you have to have £40,000 to study on a jazz degree course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gone from having it's gone from being a music of self-taught intellectuals. I'm not, you know, that sounds a bit patronising, but I'm not I don't mean it in that way. I mean guys who really want to, you know, learn the stuff, maybe haven't got the money, but push through, you know. You know, it's not all about where you've studied, it's about feeling and heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the key. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sean, for spending your time.
Yeah, Lawrence, I really appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure coming here.
Yeah. And guys out there, yeah, Sean Calm Muriel CD available at Soul Brother Record Shop or soulbrother.com. One of the best jazz albums you'll hear in 2015. See you next week.
Official established jazz venue. He was slight and young looking, with a terrible complexion. The beige racing cap he always wore had become a physical appendage and never came off. Simeon was never seen without it. Rumor was he was bald. Oh man, to be young and bald, what a curse. Was this why he was so moody? Always dirty and stained, but you could tell that those clothes were the height of couture not so long forgotten. Nice playing, Simeon, I said. Thanks, he replied reticently. Reaching out, shaking his skinny, sweaty hand, the smell of urine pervaded the air. The smell seemed to follow Simeon Pied Piper fashion. What you going to play in the next set, I asked. I don't know, we'll think of something. Can I sit in? What do you play? Trumpet. What's your name again? Stevie? He'd seen me several times at gigs, even been introduced to me on a few occasions. He never, ever remembered my name. This fueled my angst. Was I that insignificant? All right then. You can play the last number. I'll call you up. Oh shit, this is it. This is what I've been practicing for, the reason for my existence. Now I could say I'd played with Simeon Barker. I could name drop without the fear of being found out. Time to think. What was happening to me? This was pathetic. You'd think I was auditioning for Art Blakey's Messengers, not exposing my neurosis in Soho to a bunch of yuppies, most of whom couldn't distinguish between a loud fart or some serious Coltrane-inspired shit. But the serious players who hung and played there, they terrified me. I was so preoccupied with my own shortcomings, I didn't notice the band and its penultimate number. Simeon looked at me and then beckoned me over. This was it. No escape, no excuse, no last-minute contingency plans to be drawn up by the board of directors of my mind. What do you want to play? Simeon asked. Something with not too many changes. Impression. One, two. One, two, three, four, he counted in. Oh no, why did he count the tune in so fast? As the band started its journey, I shouted above the din to Simeon at the piano, who was bent over double like an old beggar. You play the head. From the off, the band's intensity frighteningly unfolded. The rage increased, which seemed impossible, but increase it did. They were in some trance-like state. The dynamic of the music continued to climb, and above this sat Simeon majestically playing these hip improvisational lines that floated on top of this brutal sea. Most guys would have freaked out at having such an intense canvas to paint, but not Simeon. Each note was a color from his palette, Simeon being the artist, the author, the creator. For me, the real issue was survival. With each beat of my heart, the biological mechanism that pertained to human survival produced a surge of adrenaline. My brain began to regain control of my lips. Fight or flight? I was going to fight. Done it and survived. I put my trumpet away. Hey, kid. Why was he calling me kid? I was probably the same age as him. You got some spirit when you play, but you bluff too much. The joy drained from my body. I realized then who I was, where I was, who he was, and who he would become. He was the other, the son of a banker or someone like that, music school graduate, the enfranchised playing the disenfranchised music. What has jazz become?